Okay, Allie, Daddy's gonna be home any minute with dinner, so let's clean up. Sweetie, why don't you take all your dolls off the table and wash your hands, okay?
Grandma, look.
Allie, please clean up.
Oh, isn't that nice? What's this one, a streetwalker?
No, she's an aerobics instructor, Marie. She's dressed for the gym. Allie, can you look at me? Are you having trouble listening?
All right, come on. This is from Nemo, so let's get to it before it eats through the bag.
Yeah. Great. Help Allie get ready for dinner, please. And Kim.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Oh, Daddy's home.
Time to go home now.
Hey, I'm watching the game.
I think they're beaming it into your house, too, Dad.
Yeah, Dad's taping Channel 5 over there.
5? Why? What's on 5?
They want to catch a commercial for the chicken restaurant.
Oh, the one where it's so good the chicken goes there to eat it?
Yeah, I'm dying to see it, yeah.
Yeah, Ray, please, we're all dying.
All right, look, we're eating, man. Come on, go on.
Allie, don't make me keep asking you, sweetie. Get the toys picked up and your hands washed.
Hey, look, there it is.
May I take your order?
Yeah. Did I tell you it's a killer?
You didn't lie.
Allie, I'm done asking you. I want the toys picked up now.
No!
If you don't do what I'm telling you right now, you can forget about dessert.
Ooh, no dessert.
I want any stupid dessert.
Oh, my.
Sure you do.
Ray, I can't take this anymore. Could you handle it, please?
All right, I got it. All right. Allie, wash your hands and do what Mommy... Don't make Mommy mad.
No.
Look, you have to do what Mommy says.
Why?
Because I do.
Got some candy for a girl who cleans up.
No candy, no, Mom.
Come on.
Mom, you don't pay her up front.
Just watch. All right, now, honey. Clean up, sweetheart.
No.
But candy always worked. I don't know what Deborah's done to this child.
Look, just let me handle it, all right? Allie, I'm going to give you to the count of 3, all right? And if you don't start picking up your toys, no TV for a week.
Gee. Oh, no.
What? 2. I'm not kidding. 1, 2. This is it. 2.5. 2.75. Let me tell you something, Allie. I don't know any more fractions, okay? 3. That's all. No TV for a week.
No!
Now, what happened?
I handled it, all right? Everything worked out.
Okay, folks, let's keep it moving. Show's over. Nothing more to see here. Come on, let's go.
What's wrong with you? How can you yell at your child in front of other people? Don't you know how humiliating that can be? Oh.
I hate you. Hey, Lucky Pants.
Thank you very much, Ray.
You're welcome. What'd I do?
You know, I haven't had a minute to myself all day. You know, when you take TV away from Allie, you're punishing me, too.
Oh.
You know what my day was like? Went something like this. I want to watch TV. No. I want to watch TV. No. I want to watch TV. No. Lunch. I want to watch TV. No. I want to watch TV. No. Hey, Lucky Pants.
That's where I came in.
Yeah, what are you going to do for me next, Ray? Take away her nap time?
Look, when a kid misbehaves, you take away something that's important to her. What would you have done?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Well... Dan, I think we shouldn't dump on the people who have ideas.
Okay, here's an idea then.
Parent effectiveness training. Coping with your child's behavioral challenges. Where'd you get this?
They were sticking them on the windshield at Chuck E. Cheese's.
Come on, look, we don't need classes. We're great parents. All right, you're a great parent, and I'm your lovely assistant.
I need a class. class. We need a class.
A parenting class that's supposed to come natural. That'd be like taking a smelling class.
So you have nothing to learn here.
Oh, come on. My mom and dad never took a parenting class. I'm signing them up for this.
So, if you've ruled out any medical problem and your child is still wetting the bed, he may be trying to tell you something.
He's telling you, I have to pee.
So I think we're going to wrap it up for tonight. But before we do, are there any other questions? Yes, Deborah.
Yeah. We have a 6-year-old daughter, and she's a great kid, but she's been having trouble listening, and she's been very stubborn lately.
But that's every kid.
It's not.
It's just a phase, right?
Well, this is a perfect opportunity for you to try some active listening.
Thank you. We'll try that.
Wait a second. Wait. So active listening, I'm not familiar with that.
Well, it's encouraging your child to express herself verbally without influencing her with your own preconceived notions or opinions.
Got it. Here we go.
Why don't we try to illustrate this with a little role playing? Let's have you. Ray, is it?
No.
Come to the front of the class.
Why don't you go?
No, go right.
Why don't you go, Deb?
Fine. Don't be shy. Now, Ray, let's just say that I'm your daughter and I refuse to go to visit Grandma on her birthday.
Well, in this case, I happen to know Grandma and I can't say I blame you.
Just hypothetically, Ray, all right? Now, let's just say, Ray, that you want to get from your daughter what she's really feeling. Go ahead. Do it.
Okay. Daughter, you have to go to Grandma's house.
I'm not going.
Well, you have to go. It's her birthday.
I hate when you make me do things.
Look, I'm not making you go, okay? It's Grandma's birthday. There aren't going to be many more of them.
Oh. Mm. No, see, I'm going to stop you just for a second, Ray. You see, I don't think at this point we need to discuss Grandma's mortality.
Oh. Doing, Ray? Don't...
I'm playing the game.
It's not a game.
It's okay. It's okay. Ray, if I say to you, I hate when you make me do things, perhaps you could acknowledge my feelings by saying something like, you feel you don't have any control over our plans. You understand?
That doesn't sound like something I would say.
It just takes a little practice. Come on, let's keep going.
Yeah, let's.
All my friends are going to the park, but I have to go to some boring party?
You think that the party's going to be boring?
That's it, Ray. See, you're reflecting her feelings back. Thanks. Yes! It's just a bunch of grown-ups sitting around an old house. I want to be with my friends.
But Grandma has that big bowl of coffee nips.
I don't care. And you can't make me.
What are you doing?
I'm not going.
Please, get up. You get up.
Why do I have to go?
Well, I don't know.
But why?
Why? Because I said so. Huh? That was big when I was a kid. All right, look, Mommy said you gotta go.
Leave Mommy out of it, Ray.
Thank you.
Look, you better get up or...
Or what?
Or no more TV.
No, Ray.
Okay, or you're going to boarding school.
Do you always threaten?
No. No, sometimes she yells.
Oh, Ray. I'm sorry, we've run out of time. Thank you all for coming. I'll see you next week. Ray and Deborah, I'd like you to stay after class, please. I think we need to talk.
Yes, come on.
Oh,
you raise your hand. Chicken. What are you doing?
We've got homework to do.
Oh, no, no, I'm not doing any stinking homework.
You are the reason we got the homework.
You're the brown nose who had to ask a question.
I'm trying to learn here, Ray. What, am I supposed to do these exercises by myself?
Can you?
No, you've got to do them with me.
Come on.
Here, well, look, this time you be the kid. It'll be less of a stretch.
Think you can take me on?
Okay, here. This is perfect. You're 12 years old, and you refuse to shovel the snow off the driveway. Ray, could you please shovel the driveway?
No.
Okay, I understand, because shoveling the snow can be hard.
Yeah, so why do you ask?
Because you're a member of this family, and we help each other.
Yeah, tough noogies.
All right, time out.
What?
Are you being Ray the little kid or Ray the big ass?
I'd like to be both.
Can we just do the exercise?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I know that you feel that making you shovel is unfair.
Yes, yes. I have to shovel the snow. I have to take out the garbage. I have to load the dishwasher while you're up in bed not sleeping with Daddy.
Well, we all have chores we don't like to do. But in the future, little Ray, if you feel that you have too much to do, you just tell me, and I'll try to make things more even. So how about that driveway?
I'm too tired right now. I win.
Ray, this isn't about winning or losing.
No. Boy, you know who always says that? The loser. Oh.
I am just trying to do this active listening stuff, and you are not playing right.
You're going to say that to your kid?
Well, it's just obvious you're trying to screw it up.
Well, I'm a real little kid.
Yes, you are, and no TV.
Aha, see?
Oh, come
see,
on.
No TV.
Yes.
That's all. See, you couldn't do it either.
Oh, yes, you are right. You are right. I just think of the whole thing.
Be okay. Oh, come on. I'll shovel the snow.
It's not that. It's just that when we got home tonight, I tried this stuff on Allie, and it didn't work on her, and it's not working on you either. It's just not working.
Come on. Don't worry. It'll be okay. It's all right.
I'm flunking the class, Ray!
You're flunking. Listen, don't worry about the class. I told you, we didn't need a class. The answer to how to stop plum throwing is not in a workbook. This is a seat of the pants operation here.
Well, what are we going to do? How are we going to get Allie to behave?
The crying's pretty good.
Hey, Ray, get in on some of this.
What's she doing, just laying out a buffet now?
Well, this is supposed to be for the week.
You'll cook some more.
Oh? Go ahead, honey, you look hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll heat up the ziti.
Listen, Mom, when you were babysitting, did you change the twins' pajamas?
Yeah, they're over here. I wanted to treat some of those old spots.
We have a washing machine, Ma.
Yeah, I know, but stubborn stains need special care.
Maybe you can take a class on that. I gotta go to grandparenting class at 3:00. Today we're learning got your nose and pull my fingers.
Good boy. Make sure you don't miss the seminar on moving to Florida. Come on, just give me the pajamas, please. And the ziti.
Frank, what the hell is this?
I'm not ready for ice cream yet.
This is our tax refund check. It was stuck to the bottom of the ice cream. You've been on my back for a month telling me that I lost it. I'm not the one who eats ice cream in this house.
Oh, you eat ice cream.
Tofutti. I eat tofutti.
You tell your friends you eat tofutti, but then you eat my ice cream. Take a look at the tofutti. There's not a dent in the tofutti.
If I do eat ice cream, and I'm not saying that I do, I put it in a bowl like a person, not on the table where it gets stuck to an important check that somebody accuses me of losing.
You know, in class, we were just doing this.
Why can't you just admit this is your fault?
Because I don't lose things, Frank. I'm organized.
Not organized. Insane. She's got a shoebox labeled pieces of string too small to use.
That I should tie together into a noose.
I got a beam all picked out.
Yeah, I got a step stool for you.
Wait, just listen here for a second. Wait. So, Dad, you think Mom's being unfair?
That's right. It's always my fault when she can't find something.
Because I work like a dog to keep this place straight, and he messes it up with all his projects.
Ice cream's a project?
So, Ma, you think Dad's being inconsiderate?
Have you met your father?
Well, what about your consideration? Do I ever get any thanks for all the stuff I do around here?
Like what? What is it you do?
Well, didn't I fix the thing?
That's true, Ma, he did.
So Dad's feeling unappreciated.
That's right.
Oh, come on. I don't appreciate you.
How do I know?
Evidently, Dad isn't hearing thank you.
Oh, he wants thank you. This isn't thank you?
I guess Mom's saying actions speak louder than words.
That's very good, Raymond.
But sometimes we need to hear the words.
Yeah, I need words.
And I don't need words?
I'm sorry the check got stuck to the chubby hubby.
You never said that before.
No one's ever said that before.
I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Holy crap, it works.
Pot roast ready.
Oh, great. I love your mother's pot roast.
Oh, I'm gonna get an A here.
How is it, Chi-Chi?
Chi-Chi like.
What did you do?
Debbie, you're not going to believe this.
Why did you do this, Allie? This is terrible.
Oh, great.
This is Michael's giraffe. He's crying now. Why did you do this?
Cause.
Cause is not an answer.
Active listening.
Ray, that doesn't work.
It works. I just use it on the worst kids in the neighborhood.
Would you look at this? Look at this. Look what she did.
Try it.
No, Ray.
You want me to do it?
No. Do it. Okay. Allie, let's talk about what you did.
I don't want to talk.
Are you feeling angry?
Reflect back.
You're angry.
Yes.
Okay. But it's not okay to rip up toys when we're angry.
Judgmental.
You are angry because...
Because it used to be your toy.
Oh.
Yes. I don't like my toy, Jeffrey.
I see. You think that Mommy and Daddy pay too much attention to Michael and Jeffrey.
Right, okay, I was handling this.
They get everything.
Right, and you're upset because we gave them your old giraffe.
I still liked it.
But you weren't playing with it.
But that doesn't matter, though, because it was still yours. And you're mad because we gave it to Michael without asking you, right?
Right.
Well, Mommy and Daddy made a mistake. And everybody makes mistakes, right, Mommy?
Yes.
Do you feel better now, Allie?
Yes. Can I have the giraffe?
Well, it's broken, honey.
I know. I want to try to fix it for Michael.
Uh-huh.
This week. Thank you, Daddy.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Can't believe it. It's pretty amazing. Oh. You did it.
Anything else you need taken care of while I'm around here?
No.
What? What's the matter?
Nothing with you, obviously.
Don't go by me. I'm a natural. Where you get it?
Oh, look. Act so proud of yourself. Listen, if I hadn't dragged you to that stupid class, you'd still be standing there going, hey, no TV.
You're feeling inadequate because I mastered it before you.
Oh, don't give me that active listening crap. Where do you get off listening to me?
Never happened again. Is chickens eating chickens. That's why it's funny.
Hey, you got any Kleenex?
Don't give him any. We got 5 boxes open over there.
They're all halfway down. The tissues don't pop up anymore. You reach in, your hand gets stuck in the box.
Your hand gets stuck in the box because you shove it in like an animal.
Watch this. So, Ma, you think Dad's being wasteful, and Dad, you think Mom's being unreasonable.
And a nag.
A nag? Oh, you bitter, miserable man.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is, Marie?
I'm sleeping here tonight.
Good!
Nice job, Professor.
No TV!